This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. With more and more states wrapping up their primary elections, it would seem the Republicans and the Democrats would be closer than ever to naming their nominees. But that is not necessarily the case. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Well, a few weeks ago, Donald Trump looked like the inevitable GOP nominee for president. That's no longer the case. What's happening?
That is definitely no longer the case. He's still in the lead in terms of delegates by, pretty fair margin. Although Ted Cruz is starting to, creep up on him. But there's a real question now whether or not he can get to the 1,237 delegates that you need to win the nomination on the first ballot when they convene in about 100 days in Cleveland.
Now you say it'll be tough for Donald Trump. What about Ted Cruz? He seems to be soaring right now.
Well, yeah, he's on the move. It's going to be hard. Depending on whose numbers you look at, he's got either 545 or 566 delegates at this point. There's 854 still out. They haven't been decided yet. It seems to me it'll be very difficult for him to win enough to win on the first ballot. In Trump's case, I think he would have to win about 60% of those who are still out in order to win on the first ballot. And that's going to be difficult because Cruz is obviously getting stronger. And, this thing is starting to head towards a contested convention in Cleveland.
Well, give us an idea. What would a contested convention look like?
Well, what it would look like is you'd have a number of, a lot of the delegates who were elected in primaries and caucuses committed to their candidates on the first ballot and conceivably the second ballot. But then after that, they pretty much are free agents. They can go with whomever they want. If Trump comes up short, both Cruz and John Kasich are going to have a very extensive organizations at the convention and before the convention trying to convince some of these people to say, hey, look, he's not going to be the nominee. Come over to our side and vote for us on a third ballot or a fourth ballot or whatever it takes. And there's going to be a whole lot of wheeling and dealing going on. In fact, it's already started.
And that is not like any convention we've seen in a while.
No, I mean, it used to be common in American politics, but not in our lifetimes. It has not been common. In 1976, there was a question of whether or not Gerry Ford could beat Ronald Reagan. And he came in and he managed to, at the convention, get the delegates that he needed to win the nomination.
So you've talked about Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. Let's go to Ohio's Governor John Kasich. Is there any chance? I mean, he's lowest in delegates. Any chance that he can pull anything off here?
Right now, he's got 143. No, there's no chance. He obviously cannot win the nomination outright on the first ballot. Just cannot do it. His whole strategy is going to Cleveland in a convention where nobody has the required number of delegates, and then start making the argument and pushing and talking to delegates one-on-one and in their state delegations, trying to convince them that he is the only one of the three who can actually beat, say, Hillary Clinton in the fall. And he points to polling evidence that's out there now that has him running ahead of her.
Now, we know you love politics, Howard, but the other thing that we know you love is the Reds.
Yes.
And they've had quite an opening week. What do you think?
Well, they have. I mean, it's a good, young, hustling team, and they're a lot of fun to watch. I mean, there's going to be some rough patches here. This is not going to be easy this year because
So you don't think they're going to keep winning series as they go?
Nobody does. I mean, but it's going to be hard because there's a lot of young players, and they're learning. But I love the hustle. I love the desire that some of these young pitchers are showing. Eugenio Suarez, the third baseman, is absolutely on fire, and Jay Bruce is on fire. Right now, they're just a fun team to watch. And no matter where it goes, I think I'm just going to enjoy the show.
Howard, thanks so much.
Okay.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.